It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
The President of the United States, Joe Biden, and his Barbadian counterpart, Mia Amor Motley, have just made some profound and positive statements on cryptocurrencies. Last week, Biden, for the first time, put cryptocurrencies and blockchain squarely on the policy agenda. He directed the Treasury Department and regulators to look at cryptocurrencies in the context of innovation, U.S. competitiveness, and public regulation. In Bridgetown, Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley announced that the leading global cryptocurrency business, Binance, was on board to help this 166-square-mile island establish itself as a hub for international finance technology or fintech firms. Another first following the move last year to set Barbados up as the first country to become engaged in the metaverse. The metaverse is a virtual space including the features of Web 3.0, such as avatars to create business in a world that is virtual and very real. Both Biden and Motley stressed the importance of regulation. The Biden executive order has 6 policy objectives in its regulatory approach to digital assets: consumer protection, financial stability, the use of crypto for illicit crimes, U.S. competitiveness, financial inclusion, and responsible innovation. In Bridgetown, Motley also pledged a commitment to regulation in the latest decision by government to see Barbados very, very much open for business. For financial institutions and businesses such as Sagicor and Goddard Enterprises, there seems to be a very clear direction that international business investment, jobs, and new careers for young and old alike are very much on the front burner. This front burner appears to have the goal of attracting business in the decentralized finance as well as centralized environments of your Binance. Not surprising. Decentralized finance alone accounts for $74.94 billion and counting. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be informative or fun, stay tuned for more, much more, from the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.